Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm learning to lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Hearted at an altar I knelt, I found peace, so serene, and all that he asked
of
is a childlike trust and a heart
that's pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm
every day I'm on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Certainly, this is the Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia, where we are rooted in Christ Jesus. During the summertime, during the breaks, whenever you have an opportunity and you're in the area, please stop by and worship with us on a Sunday morning. Bible study at 9 o'clock, and our worship services start at 10, and we'd be more than gratified to have you to be a part of our worship services when you're in the Atlanta area for whatever reason that you might be. Give us a call and stop by and to see us and to worship with us. Certainly, this is a prayer call. Encourage you to invite others to be on this particular program that we have. And prayer is very interesting, and that's also one of the things that we're very concerned about is our prayer. We want you to also pray for God to give us hearts of concern for the lost, where we work and where we play and where we live every day, and extend your prayers. Some of our prayers are so short or so narrow, but there are just so many things for us to pray for and pray about. And probably some of you this morning, as you get up to go to work or as you get up to take your medicine or whatever kind of function that you're going to do on today, you need to pray to God that he'll help you through it. And especially if you're traveling or you're going this place, that place. And there are many of our students today who are out on spring break. Some have already been on spring break and back, and some are going on spring break this week, and they're going all over the place. And we want to pray for their safety and pray for God to move in us to do the things that we really plan to do, not to be procrastinators, but keep putting everything off. This is already April. We've already just come out of March, boogity boogity, and it's moving on right now itself. And we're in spring, but we don't seem to have a whole lot of spring kind of a weather. And when we pray for people who are having surgeries in the hospital thing. That's all. But this would be a good time for you to pray for people who got allergies. That'll put you in the hospital. I know about that. And so pray for people with this pollen in some areas where you got a lot of various kinds of blooming trees. The pollen can be pretty high, and I know for a fact sometimes it can shut your eyeballs if it gets too bad on you. And so broaden your prayers a little bit, and broaden your prayers for your friends and for your families and your coworkers and things around. And pray to God that we will carry out some of the plans that we have for today. Don't let nobody interfere with your today or steal your joy today. That's the thing. I know you plan to do this, you go this place, and you got some people who just won't let you do what you're trying to do. And for some reason or another, they'll call you and get you to take them to the store and this, that, and other. And they just sort of not interrupt your whole day, but some kind of way you can't get out of it. Praying, just keep praying that God will lead us to do the things we're trying to do. And then one of the other things is to pray for God to open up some doors for us that we can save it. That we can see the opportunity that it provides. And there are not only are there a lot of opportunities, but there's also a lot of teachable moments that we sort of pass up because we're in such a rush, sometimes to prove a point. Sometimes in a conversation, we're in such a rush to prove a point or to defend ourselves that we actually miss a teaching moment to get the other person to see maybe another whole side of what the whole situation is about. We have to stop and do that. I had to do that the other day. It just dawned on me, and I'm growing in that situation. I had to stop because the person was trying to explain to me a whole lot of this and a whole lot of that and everything. I just took my time, and I finally just settled down. I said, let me talk to you about what I want to talk to you about. But sometimes we get in a defensive mode just right away, and we miss some very valuable, teachable moments. Because we're always trying to explain our side of the story and trying to defend our side. And sometimes people tell us about being in the hospital, and instead of us listening and hearing them out as to what's really going on with them, we start telling them about friends and cousins and stuff that got the same disease. And they don't want to hear that. And that cut that conversation off and cuts it pretty short, as far as I'm concerned. And then pray for God to give us wisdom to say and do the things that we should so that we can bring others. Don't let that tongue just just fly out there and just be talking about little or nothing with no value to it. Concentrate on about what you're doing and say, and pray for God to bless our congregation, Central, and those who are on this call, those of you down in Rome, and I know you're up in Detroit, and you're down in Florida, and Savannah, and different places of that sort. We pray for God to bless your congregation with wisdom in his planning and carrying out of his great programs and evangelistic efforts in your community. And the weather's sort of breaking where we're going to do more things. We've been shut in, shut up, shut out for quite a while during this winter month, and the weather has been just sort of, you just can't hold it, depend on it in a roundabout way. So things are going to break for us. When they do, then we'll be ready to really get out and beat the bushes and do some other activities. And then pray for God to be with every person, not only the congregation itself, but every person in the congregation who plays a part in the total congregation evangelist part of itself. But we pray quite a bit for our leaders, but there are just regular members in the church who need our prayers too. People who are very active, people who are behind the scenes that you really don't see, not just elders and deacons and preachers and all that, all these kind of people. But you'd be surprised how many people behind the scene who are doing some great things. And sometimes you think when we have some visitors at church, boy, that preacher, man, he must really be preaching, because look, we had 3 visitors today. No, they ain't even heard him yet. It was because of some of the members that they met, somebody in the store, or they met somebody at the laundromat, or on the job they decided to invite somebody, and so they showed up. No, it wasn't all because of him, even though he wants to stick his chest out and claim that, but that's not true. You got some members who are working behind the scenes, telling people about Jesus and telling people about their congregation and about what's going on and the things that they got that's active. So do you pray for our people, and pray for God to move in our hearts, move in the hearts of those who actually we're trying to seek to bring to the gospel of Christ. And so that's important too. And not only does it take a word from us, but it takes a word from God to get into the minds and the hearts of the people that we're actually trying to communicate with. And then pray for God to bless our congregation with unity and love in reaching out to the group. It would really be good if we could be unified before we reach out. Now, we have stumbled up on some people. Ain't no doubt about that. With all the conflict and things we got going on in our churches sometimes, and a lot of bitterness and stuff like that, every now and then we stumble up on somebody that come and visit us and ask them to be baptized in spite of all the things that's going on with us. One of the passages that I want to mention to you this morning is in the book of Luke, chapter 11, Luke chapter 11 and verses 1. And this is really actually what brings about, or what brought about, this idea of prayer in the first place. It's because it says, and it came to pass that as they were praying in a certain place, and when he had ceased praying, his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples to pray. And he said unto them immediately, you got to have a prayer on your heart at all times. Because this, when they asked that question, Jesus didn't give a second thought. He didn't say, well, let me get back with y'all later, and then I'll let you know. He immediately gave them some direction with this prayer. When he says to them, he says to them, well, when you pray, he said, pray saying, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven as in earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our sins, he says, and forgive everyone the trespasses, he says. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And you'd be surprised if you were to isolate everything that he said in that prayer. It covers a whole lot of it. Our Father, who is the Father? God who made the world, who Genesis 1:1, who brought the world into existence. God, you see, when you say this prayer, you got to isolate some of the things that said, Our Father Where is he? He's in heaven. And look sometime up that phrase and that word, hallowed, 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 hallowed. That's an important word. And matter of fact, it's got a real deeper meaning than what we would say. Hallowed be thy name. And then he says, at that particular time, he said that the kingdom come, and it is, because Jesus Christ now has died on the cross for your sins and for my sins. And then he says that thou, not our will, not everything we want, not everything we need, but he says, but thou, God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that thy will be done. And he gives us two areas, he says, in heaven and in earth. And you got to keep that in mind too. And then he says, give us this day our daily bread. God is the one that provides our jobs. He's the one that gives us some security. And I know that you think that your resume got you that job and your abilities and all of that kind of stuff. And it played a part in, but it was not the foundation. It was not the foundation that gave you that job. It's still, God is still moving in and around our hearts. And then he says, forgive us of our sin. And how would this even come out? Jesus hadn't even died at that particular time to forgive us of our sin, but he said, forgive us of our sin. Mm-hmm. He says, and then he puts a little something on the end of that thing when he says, not only forgive our sin, but as we forgive others as well. It seems like that our salvation and all that God would do for us, it actually hinges on some kind of way on forgiveness. Some kind of way you got to let it go. You got to put it behind you. And that's hard to do. I'm telling you, it's hard to do. And sometimes we're not successful in doing that at all. But I'm thinking that God wants us to put, he wants to put forth an effort, try the best we can to put some of those wrong things that people accuse us of and things of that sort. He wants us to find some way to, you know, just let that go so that you can go. And matter of fact, I think the saying is that you're not forgiving people all the time because you're just forgiving them, but you're giving them so you can move on, not necessarily so they can move on, but that you can move on. And so this prayer covers a whole lot of ground. And then he says, and lead us, and we know that he's not going to do that. Lead us into temptation. He pulls us. Matter of fact, he already warned us about a lot of the temptation. And the book of James says, don't you lie about it and say that God has tempted you, because he said God will not tempt any man. He won't put you in that position. And but I know some people who have said that, you know, God must be trying to tell me something. No, he had already told you that long before you got involved in that situation. He'd been trying to get you out forever, but you just would not listen. And so this is a prayer call, and we want you this morning to pray for your various situations. We don't always pray and can't. And we cannot pray for every situation on this call at all, but you can. You know, God knows. And so we want you to take advantage of it and do some of the praying for yourself. And so what is prayer? Prayer is a communication with God. It's an opening up. It is a privilege, and it is also a command. Well, Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And I do hope that each one of you have a super duper week.